The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Weak bones that are prone to fractures may affect many with MS. Almost half of multiple sclerosis patients show reduced bone density, or osteopenia, and about 17% have osteoporosis, a progressive disease characterized by weak bones that are prone to fractures, a review study of data covering almost 14,000 patients reported. These findings suggest that people with MS should be monitored for bone health, its researchers noted. The review study, The Prevalence of Osteoporosis, Osteopenia, in Patients with Multiple Sclerosis, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis, was published in the journal Neurological Sciences. Previous studies have suggested that MS patients are at an increased risk of osteopenia and osteoporosis due to several factors known to reduce bone mass. These include the prolonged motor disability associated with MS that reduces mechanical loading of bone, vitamin D deficiency, suggested as a disease risk factor, and the use of corticosteroids, the standard immunosuppressive treatment for MS relapses. However, the reported frequency of osteoporosis in patients varies among studies. In an attempt to estimate the real frequency of osteoporosis and osteopenia in this population, a team of researchers in Iran systematically reviewed studies published up to March 2021, reporting the occurrence of these bone disorders in people with MS. From a total of 658 studies analyzed for eligibility, 35, covering 3,906 patients, were included in the meta-analysis. These studies were published between 2004 and 2020 and included 29 full studies and 6 conference abstracts or posters. About half were conducted in Europe and 31.4% in Turkey or the U.S. The number of patients in each study ranged from 10 to over 9,300, and their mean age ranged from 25 to 56. More than a third of the studies, 37.1%, were considered to be high quality, defined as scores of 7 to 9 in the Newcastle-Ottawa Quality Assessment Scale. The others showed at least some risk of bias, meaning that their features or design provided a lower confidence in their results. Analysis showed the pooled prevalence of osteopenia among MS patients to be 43% and that of osteoporosis 17%. These prevalences were similar to those seen in older adults in the general population, suggesting that people with MS have a higher risk of these bone disorders at earlier ages. Findings indicate that osteoporosis, osteopenia, should be considered in patients with MS, the researchers wrote. They noted, however, that further studies are needed to assess the occurrence of osteoporosis and osteopenia in MS patients, while considering the differences in vitamin D deficiency rates between nations closer or farther away from the equator. Vitamin D production is dependent on skin exposure to sunlight, with people living in areas further away from the equator making less of this vitamin. This news article was written by Marta Figueredo, Ph.D., on February 10, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Fall Down, Get Up Again, a column by John Connor. Published on February 11, 2022. The Big Blue Bag and the Castaway Bed. Once upon a time, long, long ago, when I was very young, we British children would be asked, "What's through the round window?" The line was from a TV series called Play School. The swinging 60s may have been breaking in London, but culturally, this was the happening show for my cohorts and me. It actually ran all the way to 1988. And was so iconic that it became a staple for innumerable comedy sketches. I'm amazed that when I first started writing comedy in college, I didn't knock out one of those sketches myself. Instead, I unwittingly lifted from Woody Allen. In them thar days, you'd see a film once and not realize that something had stuck. Luckily, not many students would have schlepped all the way to town to watch Annie Hall, a journey that usually involved hitchhiking. There was drinking in those days and other things, and oh yes, essays to be done. But it wasn't until years later, when I watched the movie again, that it dawned on me. Why am I including all this preamble? Because we're going to look into the big blue bag. It's had a lot of use, and it's starting to fall apart. Why would that be? Hold your excitement. I know it's difficult, boys and girls. Many years ago, in previous columns, I described Lemtrada, or alemtuzumab, as having completely immobilized me. See my columns, Lemtrada 1, This Island Couch, and Lemtrada 2, My Right Foot, Hopefully. Spoiler, since then, my right foot, and indeed my entire leg, have been pretty much immobilized by my apostate immune system. The gist of those columns was that once I returned from the hospital, I could only make it to the couch on the first level of our home, where I lived for about a month. If you want the sordid details, please read the columns. As is my custom, I adapted the concept of the columns from a film, This Island Earth, a cool 50s sci-fi analogy of the Cold War. For this column, I'm alluding to the Tom Hanks film Castaway. The reason is that once I've been hoisted into bed, that's it. Really. So I have to take everything with me when I go, especially my innumerable pills, which are housed in, you guessed it, a blue bag. None of these medications are prescribed for MS, but rather the comorbidities it has lumped on me. Well, except the one for fatigue. I'll start there. Fatigue. Modafinil is designed for several maladies, particularly narcolepsy, and has been found to work on some MS patients. Thanks to modafinil, I haven't had to deal with cog fog in more than 5 years. Before that, any work that needed intense concentration was nigh impossible. Initially, I was taking amantadine, an antidyskinetic medication that subsequently has been found to marginally help with walking. However, it eventually gave me what English batsmen never get, the runs. Yes, it's a cricket gag. Live with it, Americans. Spasticity. Spasticity, or muscle tightness caused by contractions, has rendered my right arm and hand barely functional. My right leg also has only a slight range of motion now, but at least it isn't accompanied by intense pain. Originally, I was put on the muscle relaxant baclofen. When that didn't wholly quiet down my arm, the anticonvulsant gabapentin was added, and seemed to do the trick. Occasionally, though, the arm and shoulder would go into spasms. The pain felt like I was being tortured on a medieval rack. A vivid imagination doesn't help on such occasions. Finally, my general practitioner prescribed diazepam. If you don't know what that is, I had no idea at first either, until I looked it up and discovered it's an 80s go-to drug, Valium. It calmed things right down. These days, I'm taking diazepam every other night. Also today, I went to a spasticity clinic after being referred by my neurologist. In addition to physiotherapy with a specialist, splints and Botox injections were offered. So if nothing else, my arm is going to look très young. Trigeminal neuralgia. For my trigeminal neuralgia, or TN, which causes extreme facial pain, I started out on carbamazepine, but that completely turned me to jelly. My local MS nurse ended up going to a pain clinic and was put on oxorbazepine by the pain consultant, which is how I ended up taking it, too. And yes, both are anticonvulsants that have happily worked for my TN. About a year after the TN broke through, I read a study noting that baclofen had worked for a patient in conjunction with carbamazepine, and I had baclofen. As ever, it was the weekend, so I phoned my clinic on Monday and spoke to the doctor. The increase in dosage was sanctioned. When TN broke through yet again, I was prescribed gabapentin as an add-on treatment. Somehow I ended up on the maximum dose, which stopped it. But when the dosage was cut back, screaming ensued about a week later. I was returned to the original dosage pro tem, a decision recently ratified by my pain consultant. Is that the end of the story? It is, That's Northern English slang. I also wrote a column about how I perchance discovered that the antidepressant fluoxetine, often known by its brand name, Prozac, also works. But it's a convoluted tale that is far too nuanced to precise here. So far, the kitchen sink, table, crockery, utensils, sharp knives, fridge, stove, toaster, and kettle being thrown at my TN has actually worked. Well, for this moment of blissful peace at least. Overactive bladder. For overactive bladder, I take solifenacin. I've been on this drug for 10 years, and I'm now in complete control, except for what comes next. Chronic urinary tract infection. My chronic urinary tract infections have been treated outside of National Health Service guidelines for well over a year, and by Jove, it's working. Last thing, a small bottle of sparkling water also is required for the blue bag. It's needed to wash the pills down, and it's lovely to pour into my whiskey. Next week, I'll update my supplements. To read more columns from John Connor and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.